Okay, now we're on. We're on the air. Okay, let me start this again. Today is June 22nd, 1984. I am Susan Flocus, and I am interviewing Mr. Flocus at his house on Ellsworth Street. Mr. Flocus, are you a residential... did you come to Bridgeport? Were you originally born in Bridgeport?
No.
Where did you come from?
I came from Greece, mm-hmm. 1926. Mm-hmm. Then I stayed in New York for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And after I went in the army, I got discharged from the army, I came to Bridgeport and worked. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Okay.
And I've been ever since.
Mm-hmm. In Bridgeport. Okay. So you were originally from Greece then?
Yeah.
What made you come to Bridgeport?
Well, I had a lot of friends here. Mm-hmm. I knew people, and I came here and got a job. Mm-hmm. I work here.
Okay. What age did you come here? At what age did you come to Bridgeport or come to New York?
What age? 41.
41. 41,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what was your occupation when you came here? What did you do for a living?
Cooking.
Cooking? Mm-hmm. Where'd you work?
Oh, I worked in different places.
Different places? Okay.
Yeah.
You're married, of course, right? Okay. How many children do you have?
Four
children. And they were all born in Bridgeport?
No.
No. How many were born in Bridgeport?
Two in Brooklyn, New York, and two in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm. So you moved here, and when did you move here in Bridgeport, though? What date, do you remember?
43.
So that was when they were having, like, the war and everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How did the war affect you and your family?
I was working on a defense plan.
Mm-hmm.
I was cooking in Underwood factory. Underwood, yeah.
Okay. How did the depression affect you?
Depression? I was in New York.
You were in New York then? Okay. Let's see. What was it like taking charge of a family in Bridgeport? What was it like supporting your family in Bridgeport?
For me, I don't know. What was it? I was working and we all were eating, that's all.
Uh-huh. Let me think. Let's pause for a second. Okay. Do you remember about World War I and World War II?
Sure.
Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I shipped out in schooners 1917 when the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in the Mass Marine.
So you were in the World War?
I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So 1917, I was 14 years old.
Oh, gosh.
So I couldn't be near. I was working.
Yeah.
On a mess of mine.
But, what did you do when you were back in Greece? What did you do when you were, a little kid? You worked?
14, I shipped out until I got to the school. I worked about 9 years in a mess of mine. Navy and Matsu Marine, Navy, about 9 years.
Mm-hmm. What did your wife do for a living? What did she do when she came? Grandma was originally from Bridgeport, right?
Yeah, she stayed home.
She stayed home and watched the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was you were the person who brought in all the money and everything then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me think. Do you remember what Bridgeport was like? How many years have you been in Bridgeport since you moved from Greece to Brooklyn?
Well, over 40 years, no?
Okay. Have you seen, if you can compare what it's what Bridgeport is like now and what it was 40 years ago, how would you describe it?
Bridgeport,
40 years ago, how would you describe Bridgeport 40 years ago?
Well, in what way you want to...
And like factory-wise, employment-wise?
Well, when I, 40 years ago, all factories were working. Mm-hmm. Everybody was working, mm-hmm. You know. There's a lot of work. They all defense work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, okay, how the price, and then I know the inflation has risen since then, and there's less employment. But if you were to compare, like, if I was to compare Bridgeport the way it was for me 10 years ago, it's a big difference, right?
Yeah.
Was there like, what did you do for entertainment 40 years ago? When you came to Bridgeport, what did you do for entertainment?
Entertainment?
Mm-hmm. Did you go out on the boat? Or?
Yeah, we all was on boats, you know.
You went on boats?
Yeah.
You went fishing?
Fishing and mm-hmm. going to the movies and things like that. Yeah.
What kind of movie theaters were around then, do you remember?
Huh?
What kind of movie theaters? Was there a lot of movie theaters?
40 years ago?
Mm-hmm, 40 years ago.
Not all the movies I knew were around Bridgeport, yeah. Over town, Main Street and whatever mm-hmm. you call it, yeah.
So there were a lot more things around then?
Yeah, around, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things like did you do for fun then? You just went sailing or boating?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So you're a fisherman then? Your occupation
yeah.
would be a fisherman?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind, like, when you went out fishing, what kind of things did you look for? Like, was that your occupation? Did you like going out fishing? Or?
Pleasure.
Pleasure? Okay.
Pleasure.
What was it like for your kids growing up? Do you think that they liked Bridgeport then?
Yeah.
It was a good place for kids
yeah.
to grow up in then?
Yeah.
Okay. What kinds of activities did your kids do?
Ask your father. Baseball, basketball, and
So they played the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't graduate? You didn't go to grammar school or high school? Did
not
you?
In this country, no.
No.
What did
you
say?
You went in. What grade did you complete up to?
High school.
You completed up
yeah.
to high school. So what grade, like 10th or 11th?
Yeah,
10th
or 12th. Yeah.
Do you play it up to 12th? That's good. So what was it like if you like from coming over to Greece to America, from coming over to the, you know, across the border and everything? What was it like if you can, you know, if like when you came to America, was it anything like Greece?
No,
it was nothing like Greece.
No.
You had to learn the English language. Or you
yeah,
used some of
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You had to learn it.
To learn, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard learning it?
Well, not too hard. I learned it. If I was a fast runner,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty fast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother? You came over by yourself on the boat, or did your parents come with you?
No,
you came by yourself.
I was working.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, I'm much more.
But your mother and father let you go by yourself.
Yeah.
So it was just your decision that you wanted to come over to America
yeah.
because of the job opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and better life, of course.
And better life. Mm-hmm. That's nice. So how many children did you... You had four children, right? How many girls and how many boys?
Three boys and one girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it hard, like, for them to, you know, be... Like, because you... Did you like telling them about, you know, you coming from Greece and everything?
The what?
Were they fascinated in your background?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever thought about going back to Greece?
I was there
mm-hmm.
for a while. I went there many years,
mm-hmm.
6-7 years ago I was there.
But I mean, if you would right now, would you love to go back to Greece or would you rather stay in Bridgeport?
Well, the family here, I'd rather stay in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm. But that, you know, that's just right now, you may change your mind, right?
Change of, I don't know.
You don't know, okay.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, it was a big change for you coming over from Greece and everything then.
Yeah.
And what must have been hard trying to, you know, get used to coming to America and speaking English and everything then.
Well, I knew a few people here, you know.
Yeah.
I knew some friends from my hometown, they were here a long time before me, so I got used to, you know, they helped me out and how to be adjusted to the system, you know.
Where did you live before you lived on Ellsworth Street?
In New Milford.
New Milford?
We stayed there for a while, you know, a couple of years.
What was it, like, so you just came to Bridgeport only 40 years ago then?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, what schools did your children attend?
Basic, Bullhavens, all of them went to Bullhavens, the three of them.
All of them went to Bullhavens?
Harry, Richie, and Laura.
And my father, okay.
I guess you're all right now.
Yeah, okay. And, do you think that they got a good job opportunity from being in Bridgeport? Do you think that there are more jobs that you're proud of your kids now? Because of what they're doing?
Yes, I am. Yes, they're all doing good. They're all doing good.
They're all doing good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let's be right here. What religion are you?
Orthodox.
And what church do you go to? What church does Grandma go to?
Yeah, Greek Orthodox.
Okay, that's good enough. What do you do for fun? I know you're retired now.
Yeah.
What do you do for recreation? What do you do for fun?
And go to movies. Go and talk politics with my friends. No. That's all.
So you just like going fishing?
Yeah.
What kind of fish do you like?
I like flounders.
Flounders. Let's see. Where did you meet Grandma? Bridgeport? How would you describe the neighborhood you live in now? Black Rock area. Do you think that Black Rock is okay?
Fair.
Could be better though, right?
Could be better, yeah.
Okay. So, all you do for fun is you just go out fishing, or you take walks, or go to the movies.
Yeah.
But what did you do when you came here 40 years ago? What did you do for recreation? Did you go downtown to theaters?
Yeah.
Did you think that the theater was a good place for entertainment? No, a lot of fine actors? What was it like growing up without television set? What was it like growing up without television? My parents tell me a lot of times that they didn't have televisions until they were in their teen years. And then they had to fight over what television program they wanted to watch. Was there a lot of other things to do than watch television?
Before 40, people used to say that they're going to bring the theater in your own living room. And everybody was laughing at them.
And they thought it was funny.
It was funny, yeah.
But then when television came out, do you think that was a bad influence on people because they watched too much television? Or was it because, you know, it was just entertainment?
Well, television is good. You learn a lot of things. The only thing, you know, some kids, they overdo it. And they forget their homework.
So
don't forget yours. Turn it off.
But so you think education is a good part of a person's life then?
Very important.
Very important.
More important than in my days. From now on, you have to have education if you want to make a living.
So if you were to give a person advice right now, it would be to finish their high school education.
Stay in school as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, that you did it and you're trying to set if you were to set example, you'd say the same thing. You stayed in school, so why don't they, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Are your children completed high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah went to college, that's all.
Okay, so your daughter went to college then. Okay.
Was in the war, in Netsamaya.
So some of your family was in World War I and World War II? Or no?
World War II I was.
You were in World War II?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it. What was it like going overseas? It was scary?
Yeah. Not too scary, no.
Mm-hmm. What you think your family was, you know, was your family like mad because you were going away?
No.
No? They cared, but, you know, they were a little...
No. That was the time everybody had to do his part.
Yeah. They must have been glad when you came back from war. What part of the world did you go to when you were at war?
I didn't go overseas.
You didn't go overseas?
No, because I was over 8. I was here, in this country here.
Mm-hmm. So you signed up for the war, but you were too young.
When?
When you were in Greece, when you went overseas. You were
I was too young then, no.
So you were too young to go then. So they just said, you know, they can't take you then.
Yeah.
Did any of your brothers or sisters go into war?
No.
No?
Let me make sure it's working. Okay, it's ready. Okay. Let me just wait 2 minutes. Gotta wait till 5 minutes. Okay. So, Mr. Flukas, what else did you do when you came to Bridgeport?
Oh, I bought a oyster sloop. I went oystering,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the two boys, mm-hmm. Ronald and Richie, used to help me on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when I seen, ever since I got the, I bought this sloop, the oysters were getting lower and lower all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stars, they come in eating the oysters. And I had to give up. I sell the sloop again and go back quicker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did a lot of oysters too.
A lot of
oysters? Yeah.
Was that like your job in Bridgeport?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my job.
So I was an oysterman.
Yeah, I was an oysterman, yeah, too. Yeah.
That must have really, really kept you busy.
Oh, yes. It's a hard work. It was a hard work. And those days, you couldn't use no power. Or use power to go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have to oyster, and you got to put the sails on and drag according to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So if the wind was too much, you couldn't oyster. You know, it was too much. And it was calm, you couldn't oyster. Because
so what kind of weather did you have?
You had to have the right wind,
mm-hmm.
to be able to, you know.
So your kids went with you. Did they like going oystering?
Well, yeah, they were too young anyway. They were too young though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have kept you busy.
Oh, yeah, that was a very hard work. Yeah.
How many years did you do that for?
Well, we had about, we kept over on and off.
On.
We had about 5 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Because we decided to sell it. Because Mama says, sell the boat because you're going to starve to death. You just pan on oysters. So I sold the boat. Yeah.
So now you just go fishing, no more
oysters? No, we just go fishing just for pleasure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you had a choice, you'd go oystering again?
What was that?
Would you go oystering again if you had the chance?
Oh, I'm too old for that, no. No?
No. Too hard of a work?
It's a very hard work, yes.
What does it involve, oystering? Like, what kinds of stuff do you have to learn to go oystering?
Well, you have to know how to sail a boat to sail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to be strong enough to pull those dredges.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the drug, scrape the bottom, mm-hmm. and you bring them up. Yeah, it is very hard work. Huh. Yeah.
So if you had a choice right now, you wouldn't go back because it's too much for you to handle right now.
Yeah, but yeah, it's different now. Mm-hmm. Now, the companies own the oysters beds now, and they use power themselves. You know, those days are gone forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The president that came here was elected 1924. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Roosevelt came.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name of the guy who was before Hoover. Hoover, 28. And then 29, I had the big crash in Wall Street. Yeah.
Do you remember, describe the big crash in Wall Street. Was it like everybody just went bankrupt?
Everybody, banks closed, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, banks. People lost a lot of money. And everything went down. Yeah.
But it was like a big crash. But what was the problem? There were just too many stocks were being closed down, or what?
Yeah. People used to jump from the windows in New York. Commit suicide.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
So what was your main reason for moving from New York to Bridgeport?
Well, I told you, I got friends here, and I came and got myself.
So it was basically, you had friends here, and there was more, employment, right?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
So overall, you think that if they had McLevy back for the mayor, right, that he would do a better job than what's...
Paoletta.
Hmm?
We got Paoletta now.
Yeah.
Oh.
So do you think Mayor Paoletta is doing a good job on Bridgeport?
I think so, yeah. He's trying his best, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you were to go back on time, you think that the past would be better than the present?
Yes, so. Oh.
But for what reasons do you think the past would be better?
Huh?
For what reasons would you like to go on? If you were to, right now, if you had one wish, okay, and you had a wish to either go into the future or to go into the past, why would you go into the past?
Because the bread was 5 cents a loaf, hot dogs 5 cents, 10 cents, 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fair, 5 cents. The money I'm making now, I'd rather have the past. But I have the same salary now,
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're saying because you love to go into the past because you can get more for your money than you do now because of the inflation.
I just like to turn the wheel of history back.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to go into the back, you think into the past, do you think you would have a better time back then?
Yes, so.
Because of the inflation now is just skyrocketing.
Yeah.
So then, right now, a couple of questions.
Yeah.
So was Grandma originally from Bridgeport, or she came from New York too?
No, Grandma was born here in Bridgeport.
Grandma was born?
St. Vincent Hospital. She was born.
So it would be a good idea for me to interview her then too?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we'll do.